The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 10th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: persons with uncontrolled mind and senses become more and more attached in family life on account of never satiable lusty desires, which are very strong. The balanced 10 years of life of such madmen is also wasted because they cannot engage themselves in devotional service.
Durapurena kamena mohena cha buliyasa sesam griheshu saptasya pramattasya apajatihi. So, our lusty desire, sense gratification, cannot be satisfied even throughout the whole life. The account is being given of the whole life, 100 years. So, out of 100 years, 50 years wasted by sleeping, 20 years wasted by playing like boy and young man, and 20 years as old man, diseased, invalidated, a balanced 10 years, because 90 years he has been so much attached to materialistic way of life, naturally the balance 10 years, sesham, he cannot utilize any other way. He can simply engage himself in that lusty desire for material existence. Durapurena kamena, in this connection, there is a very instructive story. It is fact that the Emperor Akbar, he inquired from his minister. He had one very big minister, I forget just his name. What is it?
Birbal,
maybe. Yes. How long one remains in lusty desire? This was Emperor Agamemnon's question. And the minister replied, up to the last point of death. So Akbar did not believe it. Akbar says, no, how it can be? So the minister said, all right, I shall reply, time. So one day, all of a sudden, he approached the emperor and said, sir, you immediately be ready to come with me, with your young daughter. So Akbar, he knew that this minister is very intelligent, there must be some purpose. She went with him and he took him to a person who was going to die. And the minister asked the emperor that you kindly study the man who is going to die on his face. So when the Akbar Badshah and his young daughter was entering, the dying man was seeing to the face of the young girl. So Akbar, after all, he is emperor, he could study. Yes, Birbal, what he said, After the last point of death, this desire is there to see the face of a young girl. This is called durapurena. It is never fulfilled. This attraction of man and woman in family life continues. The other day, one devotee came to me and she was almost crying that my wife is suffering and she may not leave, so kindly give me some blessings. Before the death of his wife, because there was nothing serious, the wife has said, "My dear husband, I may not be very long with you." And he is so disturbed that he is thinking my wife may die at any moment. So this is the position. This is not very extraordinary thing. This attraction of man and woman. This is material bond. Therefore it is said, durapurena kamena. This lusty desire is never fulfilled, even after the point of death. And what is this nature of this lusty desire? Moha, illusion. It is not fact, it has no substance, but it is there, that's a fact. The example is given, just like in dream, somebody is cutting my hair and I am crying. Actually there is no man cutting my head is there. Still I am suffering by such thoughts. This is called moha. Actually there is no fact, but on account of being entangled in three stages of pollution, the pollution is their intelligence. The intelligence is polluted in three ways: jagriti, sapna, and susupti. Jagriti means just like we are now awake, we are not sleeping. This is one stage. And another stage, at night when you go to sleep, and in sleep we dream, that is another stage. And the another stage is susupti, so deeply, just like if a man is intoxicated or chloroform during surgical operation, he does not understand that surgical instruments are being applied on my body. He remains silent. This is another stage. So these three stages are there for polluting our intelligence. Indrani pararahu indriyabha paramanaha manasastu paro buddhi buddhestu ja paro sam. The soul is beyond all these actions and reactions. But because this living entity soul is covered by so many gross and subtle elements, he is unnecessarily suffering. Although the suffering is temporary, all these sufferings are temporary. Nothing endures, but this suffering is there. Therefore, it has been advised by Rishabhdev, Nathadhu manne jato atmana ayam asannapi klesa dayasa dhuha. the whole world people is suffering on account of this different circumstantial position, the three gunas and the mind being polluted with these three stages, jagriti, sapna, susupti, and so many things. They are described, 24 elements, on account of this packing of the soul, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, asmin dehe dehi, dehin asmin jatha dehe. The real spirit soul is packed up within the body in so many covers. So our so-called pleasure and pains in this material world, they are artificial. They are not factual on account of being packed with so many material things. That's what is called moho, illusion. This is not fact. So, if one is serious about spiritual advancement, then he should not, first of all he must know what is my position, how I am packed up with all these 24 elements. Of course, due to our habits, we are sometimes subjected to these pains and pleasures. Still, Krishna says that you do not become disturbed by these so-called artificial pains and pleasures. Don't you? Sitosna sukha dukkhada. Agama paina nitya tana kritikasya bhava. Matras parashaspa tauntiya. Sitosna sukha dukkhada. Just like we are covering, because it is cold, but actually, a spirit soul, I am not affected. Asangayam purusha, in the Vedas it is said, the soul is unaffected with this material condition. Several times we have given this example, that a person has got a good car, and it is somehow or other broken, and he becomes upset, because his car, although he knows that I am not this car, but his thoughts being absorbed by the attraction of the car, when the car is broken, but somewhere or other, he becomes almost unconscious. So this is due to our attachment. The spiritual life means how to get out of this attachment. This is spiritual life. We are, now what is wrong if we are attached? The wrong is that if so long we remain attached to these temporary, illusory things, we'll not be able to get out of it. That is the whole problem. Therefore, Krishna advises, matras parsasva kaunti. These pains and pleasure is due to this scheme. It is not real. But because you are attached to this skin and bone, therefore you feel sometimes pains and pleasure, but that will not endure, but are tolerated. Tolerance, that is spiritual, tapasya, that is called tapasya. When one can learn how to tolerate these temporary so-called pains and pleasure, then he is advanced. So, if one is simply attached to these pains and pleasure of material skin and bone, then how he can be free from the material condition of life? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is described, It has to be. Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that spiritual life should begin from very childhood. Kaumaro atharet prajna dharman bhagavatam. Otherwise, that attachment will continue and you'll never be able to give up this attachment and the spirit, material condition of life, the accepting one body, bhutta bhutta puliyate, accepting one body and accepting another body, this will continue. But the real business of human life is to end this materialistic way of life, that die and again take janma, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, to be implicated in these four things, then our sufferings will never end. This is spiritual life. Spiritual life means to end the sufferings of material existence. That is called dharmāna bhāgavata. Durlabhama mānusame janma. So, in the human form of life, the children should be trained up to spiritual life. That is the duty of the father and mother. Griheshu saptas. If one remains attached to family life, then griheshu saptasya pramattasya. Pramattasya means to remain attached to this family life means madness. Means mad. It is very difficult to understand this madness, especially in this age, Kali Yuga, because they have very little knowledge. Manda, sumanna matayo. Manna bhagya upadhita. The position of the people at the present age, Kali Yuga, they are all bad. Nobody is good. Manda, or very slow. They do not know what is the aim of life, how to fulfill the goal of life, manda. And manda matayo. And if somebody is interested, they will manufacture some rascal. Manda matayo. And everyone is manda bhagya. Unfortunate. Unfortunate means that they got this opportunity, human life, to end all the problems of life, but they will not take care of it. Manda bhagya. And besides that, upadrupta, embarrassed by so many difficulties, especially these men in Kali Yuga will be harassed by insufficient supply of foodstuff and taxation by the government. Dubhikha karapirita. This is the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, actually, the food price is increasing daily. Nobody knows where it will end. This is called, even people will not get alms. Alms to beg from door to door and leave on alms and begging. This will not be possible. Nobody will give alms. Suppose there is 10 rupees kilo rice, and if a sannyasi goes, the grihastha, give me some alms, rice. They will consider in terms of price, so much rice I have to give, and this is 2 rupees worth, give him 4 and go on. So, durvikha, this is called durvikha. Even begging will be very difficult. Begging is the last stage of life you hold, but you will not be able to beg. This is the quality. Dubhikha karapurita gacchanti girikananam achinna dardabinam gacchanti. People will be so much embarrassed that now they are not voluntarily giving up the family life, but he will be forced to give up. Achinna dhara dhava. Dhara means wife and dhavina means money. The whole world is going on this basis. Woman and money. So dhara dhavina. He will be forced to give. Achinna dhara dhavina gacchanti dhu. So on the whole, this age is very, very difficult to live peacefully. It is not possible. It is material life is always full of difficulties, especially in this age. So, people should be given instruction and training how to give up this materialistic way of life. The pramatta word is used in this of that instruction also. Nūnam pramatta kurute bhikarma. Pramatta. Everyone is mad. That's a fact. Some years ago, one man was condemned to death and he pleaded that while I committed this murder, I was mad. So, he was examined. He was to be examined by the civil surgeon. And the civil surgeon, when he came to the court, he said, "My Lord, so far my experience goes, everyone is mad. Why do you ask me to examine this man? If to become madman and be excused for being mad, then you can do so. But my opinion is, everyone is mad, more or less." So this statement is also confirmed by the Bhagavad and all the sastras. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is said, Pishachi paile jano motichanna hoy. Mayagrasta jivere sei dasa upojo. Mayagrasta jiv. Those who are in the material world and absorbed in materialistic way of thought, they are just like a man haunted by the ghost. Pishachi paile jano motichanna. So, our this materialistic way of life, based on money and lusty desire, is madness. Nūnam pramatta kurute bhikarma. An account of madness, just like madman does not know what he is doing. Similarly, any materialistic person without Krishna consciousness is a madman. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Navāna dhuṣkita-nam mūrhā prapadyante narāgama māyā apahita-jñāna āsuri-bhāvama. One cannot understand Krishna consciousness because he is mad, he is rascal. Why? Dhuṣkita-nam on account of sinful activities. Therefore, what is his position? Narāgama, the lowest of the mankind. Then he is educated, maya aparitajnana. His so-called education has no value because his real knowledge has been taken. Real knowledge is that is given in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Real knowledge is that I am not this body. But everyone is working on the bodily concept of life. Therefore they are all mad. Pramattasya griheshu saptasya. Because he is madman, therefore he is so much attached. So we have to unfurl. Just go to the opposite. Attachment, then I shall finish all my attachment. No. You cannot give up your attachment. Because that is the symptom of life. You cannot be free from attachment. But the attachment has to be turned to Krishna. Therefore Krishna advises to the Bhagavad Gita, Maya saptamana prātho yoga vinyanya namadātho. Asamusayam samagrahma vathāgāsya sūtacchino. In the 7th chapter, But Krishna is giving lesson how to become unattached to this material life. Maya saptam na. If you increase your attachment for Krishna, if you become perfectly Krishna conscious, then it is possible to be detached. Param drishtyani vattat. Your attachment gets better engagement. Krishna consciousness means attachment for the best. We have got attachment. We have got attachment for our family, for our home, for our children, for our wife, for our society, for our nation, for our country, and so on. So many attachment is there. But with these attachments, griheshu saptasya, if you keep your attachment for these things, then you'll never be free from this material condition of life. Therefore, you have to convert or divert your attachment to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means we have got attachment, but we have got attachment for false things, temporary things. And if we divert our attachment, that is bhakti. Bhakti does not mean that you give up your living function. Attachment is the function of your living being. Living being is attached to his family, wife, children, because he is living being. So living being cannot give up attachment. But if we continue our attachment for this false and temporary materialistic way of life, then we'll never be free from this bondage of material condition. Therefore, you have to divert your attachment for Krishna. Maya saptama. This is yoga. How to divert your attachment for Krishna? It's very easy. It's not difficult. Therefore, the training is according to Shastra and instruction of spiritual master. The pinky rise early in the morning, just like a man. Not a man, not thousands and millions of men at the present moment. Because he has got attachment for the family, he rises at 4 o'clock and prepares himself to catch the train at 6 o'clock to reach Calcutta or Bombay at 10 o'clock and attend the office. From 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, he has taken so much changing. I've seen in New York also, they're coming from the other island and waiting for the bus, waiting for the ferry steamer, and so many hours wasted to reach the office. And he works in the office for 4 or 5 hours, then again he takes his travel away, so many miles away. Why he is taking so much travel? Family attack. So, the people are not that he has no attachment. He has got attachment. But this attachment, the same 4 o'clock, rising early in the morning, for Krishna's mangalarthi, this is diversion of attachment. But he will not agree. When he has got to go to office for earning his livelihood, he will automatically rise up and go to the office, because the attachment is strong. But in the temple, the rule is that you must get up at before 4 and prepare yourself. Then we have to ring the bell 300 times, we still are sleeping. This has to be practiced. If you want to divert your attention, the same process, But because we have no attachment for Krishna, we have to be poor. Never mind. Still, we have to continue this. Maya sattva, to increase attachment for Krishna. Maya sattva manaprat. We have to train our mind how to become attached to Krishna. This is bhakti. The business is the same, but we have to be trained up for increase our attachment for Krishna. Not that we have to bring a separate attachment. It has to be cleansed. That how the attachment should be utilized. That is described in the Narada Puranam. Sarvapadhi vinilmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Now, our attachment is covered by designation. I am the head of the family. I have to do this. I have to earn this money. I have to do that. I have to do that. This is upadhi. This is upadhi. See, because upadhi means, just like you are designated with some title, B.A.M.A. Or some Rai Bahadur or some Saral, there are so many designations. That is designation. That's real, that is not reality. Similarly, our this designation, that I am the head of this family, I am the Brahman, I am the Sudra, I am American, these are all designations. Actually, it has no reality on account of material contamination. So we have to cleanse these designations, then our original attachment for Krishna will occur. This is Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is there, attachment is there, but it is being covered by so many designations. Then when you give up this designation, then it's called mukti. Mukti does not mean that you get some extraordinary position. Mukti means to become free from these material diseases. And it is same attachment, divergent of attachment to Krishna. So this is the consciousness movement means nothing. Everything is there. It has to be purified by diverting the same thing for Krishna. It's like we have got feeling for raising children. Attachment. That is attachment. So what Mother Yashoda is doing? She is attached to Krishna. And that is Vrindavan. The same thing in otherwise. Vrindavan life means so all attachment for Krishna. Mother Yashoda is attached to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is attached to Krishna. The cowherd boys are attached to Krishna. The cats and cows are attached to Krishna. Sadharani is attached to Krishna. The trees are attached to Krishna. The flowers are attached to Krishna. The water is attached to Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the central attachment is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So if you can create that central attachment for Krishna, then it is, you can create Vrindavan anywhere. Any family, any society, any country, just make the point of attachment Krishna and it is Vrindavan. That is it. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.